Thank you for that, Christopher Cross. That means it's 9:40 on a Tuesday Pacific time, and we check in with Karen Lyle from SailSportTalk.com, a website that has all sorts of information and intrigue about the seven seas. And Karen will co-host this segment with me. Karen, you know, some people have it rough and some people are getting ready to sail to the British Virgin Islands. Which category do you fall into?
Well, since my business is pleasure, what do you think? No, I am going to be taking off for the British Virgin Islands. This will be my 10th year doing this. I only had a couple years of, I started in 2013. And, you know, ironically, that first time that I planned on this trip, I broke my foot a week before the trip, going down the stairs on Angel Island. I had sailed into Angel Island and slipped on some eucalyptus leaves that were over acorns on the staircase. I didn't know that they were over acorns. And so I actually looked at my foot and the cast, and I said, well, you know, I could be in a cast here, or I can still go to the BVI and be in a cast on a boat. And so my brother found this hands-free crutch, and I was able to walk around on the boat, and everything. It looks, made me look like a pirate, Rick. I had, you know, it's just like this one little peg that goes down, and your leg is at an angle behind. No wheels or anything. You just walk around like a pirate. So that's how I started it. But it was so much fun to be there, and I thought I'd like to go without pain next time. And then the next time, and the next time, we went before Hurricane Irma and after Hurricane Irma. We were there like two weeks, I think 2 months before Irma. So I've just seen the area over a lot of time. So is there anything you want to know about it, you know, about this, about sailing in the British Virgin Islands and what it's like? I'm happy to share.
I do have a few questions. I do know, as a history guy, this is one of the oldest places discovered in the New World. And it was Columbus's second trip, and he named him Santa Ursula y las Onces Miles Virgenes, which means Saint Ursula and the 11,000 virgins. We've of course shortened that to I know we used to say the American Virgin Islands, and then just Virgin Islands, the Dutch West Indies, the Danish Virgin Islands. Now it's the British Virgin Islands under the crown of Charles the Third. We know that. I want to know, is it the main island, is that Tortola or Tortola?
Tortola.
Tortola. Yes, so yes. Tell me about Road Town. I guess the biggest city there is called Road Town.
Yes, and actually what we do is we fly into St. Thomas, which is in the U.S. Virgin Islands, and then we take a ferry from St. Thomas. It's about an hour to go from the United States to the British Virgin Islands, from the U.S. Virgin Islands to the British Virgin Islands. And so we get on a ferry and we go over to Tortola, and that's actually where we will pick up our boat. So Road Town is probably, I mean, maybe it's about a 30-minute taxi ride to where our boat is berthed from downtown Road Town. But we come in on the Road Town ferry. So you arrive at the dock, you take your bags off, you know, you go over to Pusser's Rum and have a nice painkiller and a little bit of lunch and just say, ah, yeah, we've arrived, relax. It's a good thing. And then we take a cab right across the street from Pusser's Rum is a little taxi cab place where you can, you know, order a cab, and there's all these cabs waiting to drive you the different places. And then basically you go off and check in for your boat, put your baggage on, start looking around to see where you're going to put things, and go shopping at the local market and get food stocked on the boat, and then take off for the first trip is just going across the channel to Norman Island, and then you catch a mooring ball, and there you are on your boat, having a wonderful trade wind breeze blowing through your hair, keeping you nice and cool in about 80 degree weather, and the water is clear blue. You can see down about 20, 30 feet all the way to the bottom, which is about what it is on those moorings. And you can just jump off the back of the boat and go swimming and go look at the fish and just put your snorkel mask on and just go snorkel around.
That's mentioned Norman Island. Yeah, you mentioned Norman Island. Some of these islands are named like for like dogs. There's Norman, Peter, George. There's one called Fallen Jerusalem, which sounds intriguing, but one of the bigger ones is called Virgin Gorda, which would be cyberstalking now. That means fat virgin.
And that's actually one of our stops. We'll go from, we'll start at Norman Island, and there's, and then we'll go, we'll spend the night there, and then we'll go on up to Cooper Island. And Cooper Island has, you know, most of this is about, you sail maybe about an hour or 2 hours in the morning, and then you're just hooked on a mooring ball, and then it's just exploring the island. You have two boats. So you have your boat, you know, that you're living on, and then you have a little dinghy. And you jump in the dinghy to go exploring or go to the shore. And so Cooper Island has a great Cooper Island bar there that's quite nice, and you can sit out and look at the boats and the sunset if you're there. But we'll go from there over to Virgin Gorda. I think we're going to go to Virgin Gorda after that. So Virgin Gorda is quite a big sound. By sound, it, you know, it's kind of like the bay, you know, inside Virgin Gorda. It's probably somewhat comparable to, you know, maybe North or South Bay as far as the size in San Francisco. And there's several different places that we can stay, Leverick Bay, North Sound. We'll probably be there a couple of days. And the thing that's really great about Virgin Gorda, too, is that they have the baths, which are these great rock, big rocks on the other side of the island. So usually we're staying the night on the boat, and then we'll catch a taxi to go across the island to the baths. And usually, so there you can walk down this pathway, and there are these caves, the rocks, they're just big boulders, and a lot of people who've seen things about, you know, Virgin Gorda have seen the boulders and the caves with the little water and the little climbing ways, and you just basically go through these caves, some of which have water, you know, with maybe up to your ankles in it, and some of which are just dry, and it's a pathway, you know, maybe about 45 minutes, and at either end is a little swimming hole, you know, that where the water just comes in, it's just sandy, and you can just hop in the water and swim around, and then there's a, yeah, and you have to say that there are bars at every place. Now, if you don't drink alcohol, you can always have a third drink, but the, you know, when you're in the BVI, it's all about rum. Right. And so there's all these different fruit drinks, and there's one called the Painkiller. Is about it's got, you know, two parts orange juice, one part pineapple juice, and then coconut cream with rum, and then you put a little mint in it, and you've got ground nutmeg on the top, and it's really lovely when the weather's just right. I don't know, it just tastes better there than it does anywhere else in the world. I don't know why that is.
British sailors called rum grog. I'm looking at pictures of the baths. It looks amazing. But let me ask you this, Karen, because I remember, now this is from the 70s, but when my grandmother went on a cruise, you mentioned St. Thomas. She didn't like it. She thought it was like Fisherman's Wharf. It's just people trying to sell their wares. A lot of, you know, that she thought kind of the cruise ships ruined a lot of it, even though she was on one. And I also know BVI is a huge tax haven, so a lot of hedge fund people there, it's, you know, a good place for them to kind of scurry away their cash. None of that ruins the aesthetics, none of that ruins the experience, though, right?
Well, you know, on the big island, which is Tortola, of course there are areas in which the cruise ships come in, but we are basically sailing to the remote places. I mean, where there might be maybe 20 boats that are moored in the harbor, and when we go to the restaurants, we might be one of five people. We're going on the shoulder season. Now, I know it gets pretty crowded, but it's a different lifestyle, because if you're on a 40-foot boat, which is in this case, we take catamarans some years, and some years we go monohull. But a monohull is actually the sailor's experience, and because you get you know, a lot of really good sailing out of a monohull. So just four of us on a boat. And some of the places we're going, we're the only ones there, or there's just a few people that you see. So it's not you know, it's not the experience that people have on a cruise ship. It really is more that you're going to these absolutely gorgeous places, and some of them are national parks, and that's why there's not a lot of people there, because people can't live there, you know. And some of the, you know, like the dogs, and I believe that the dogs have great dog, and different, they have like a three George dog, you know, these different islands that are called the dogs. These are all national parks, and you know, so it's not commercialized. But there certainly are places within the British Virgin Islands, you know, that are commercialized, but they're actually just small places that are like that, you know. Most of the islands are just, you know, you've got this wonderful water, and you have, you know, maybe you'll see fishermen out in the morning with their nets picking up, you know, some fish in here. They don't usually fish in the reefs, because the reef fish are poisonous to us. They have some toxin that we can't tolerate. That's probably why we have such good corals and good snorkeling. You can watch these beautiful tropical fish. But, you know, you see the life, it's the marine life and the birds and you know, feeling the wind or experiencing an occasional squall, you know, which is interesting if you like a little bit of weather.
All right. Well, safe travels, and I would like a report from Fallen Jerusalem, just south of Virgin Gorda, all right?
Well, I'll tell you, I'll call you when it's next Tuesday from wherever we happen to be on that day, and tell you what's happening at the moment. You can come and visit me by, all of you listening can come and visit me by the many, many different methods of delivery of this show to our potential 100 million listeners in 168 countries, right? A little bit of a little taste of BVI.
All right. Have a great time. We'll live vicariously through you. That's Karen Lyle from SailSportsTalk.com. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break, and we will come on back on Sports Byline.